Have you read her?
Rand. Atlas shrugged. That's the one.
Yes, yes it is.
Few American authors have shared the initial commercial success, much less the immense staying power of Ayn Rand, author of the novels The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged, and a host of nonfiction books that continue to sell hundreds of thousands of copies a year. A quarter century after her death, Rand is still showing up all over popular culture.
I ate Atlas Shrugged.
Earlier this year, late-night TV host Jimmy Fallon did a bit where audience members ate pages of Rand's free market-friendly books for sustenance as the stock market tanked.
Give me two Fountainheads.
Wait, I'm sorry, you're getting two?
Yeah, what, I'm hungry. For knowledge.
Allusions and references to Rand abound.
Author, philosopher, and female comb-over pioneer, Ayn Rand.
This is the story of Maggie Rourke, an architect who refused to compromise.
Throughout the ages, the finger painter, the Plato sculptor, the Lincoln logger, stood alone against the daycare teacher of her time. She did not live to earn approval stickers. She lived for herself.
Reports in Variety and Hollywood Reporter insist that true-believing Rand fans, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, are very close to rolling film on an A-list version of Atlas Shrugged. In fact, half of Hollywood seems to be devotees of the one-time script girl for Cecil B. DeMille. Rand even has fans in Congress.
Ayn Rand does the best job of making the moral case for democratic capitalism more than anybody else.
In an age of massive taxpayer-funded bailouts and proposed tax hikes on the wealthy, people are looking for an alternative and finding it in Rand's work. Over the past year, The Economist and others have reported sharply rising sales of Rand's books. Never a critical darling, Rand's stock is even rising among the intelligentsia. Two new books, Goddess of the Market and Ayn Rand and the World She Made, take long, serious, and generally sympathetic views of her life and work. What's so appealing about Rand? And why is she hotter now than ever? We asked Reason contributing editor Kathy Young, who, like Rand, left the Soviet Union for the United States.
She carved out a very unique niche with that romantic vision of the individual, with her defense of capitalism, with her defense of reason, all of which really stands out in 20th century culture.
Her 1958 novel, Atlas Shrugged, has even provided a major meme of going galt. In the novel, the productive members of society, tired of creating inventions and companies that get taken over by the government, retreat to a secret mountain hideaway called Galt's Gulch. In a country where the government seems hell-bent on taking over everything from the financial sector to automotive companies to healthcare, more and more people are asking, why should they continue to produce anything if it will only be taken away via taxes, regulation, and destructive government policies?
Without getting terribly panicky about it, I think it is definitely worth remembering as a cautionary tale.
Whether or not anyone actually ends up going galt, this much seems clear. Ayn Rand will be even more relevant to the 21st century than she was to the 20th. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.